Hey guys, and welcome to episode 40 of Dad Knows Best. I'm Harrison Mudge, and I'm with my co-host, Adam Callum.
I feel like you struggle with intros more and more. I would have thought it got easier over time.
Certain bits do get easier, but the issue has arose. By the way, for anyone that is new to the show, either listening or watching or wassailing, however you choose to consume this fine, fine media, this is just two friends, two dads. He's got two kids, I've got one. We share stories, pop tips, you might say, on how to raise your child.
Good age difference as well. So how old is Elle now?
He is 5 months.
Five whole months.
So feels like he's 15. I'll be honest.
Reggie, my youngest, is coming up to 4 in July, and Riley turns 6 in Jan. So yeah,
we got a good spread.
Got a lot of war wounds to share.
Exactly, and I think the dynamic of the newborn and the not me the newborn, but the father with the newborn and the father with the two kids. However you want to splice it. I think it makes for a good conversation piece.
Well, normally we'd be talking about stuff that we bring to the table.
Exactly. But today, Adam...
See what I did there?
You've done this before.
Yeah, a few times.
You do this professionally, mate. Today is a little bit different. Today we have a listener email. And how do they email us, Adam?
Very easily. Open up your... I'm trying to buy time here.
They email dadknowsbest@nbs.fm. I'll put it here. For anyone that's listening, I'm pointing to the table. For anyone that's watching, I'm pointing to the email. We got an email, Adam. I'll just dive straight into it. It's from John Hall, fan of the show.
Cool.
Fan of the show. Hi, John. He says...
Can I just make a get? Is this a... Is this because I think the last email we had was from Ian Callard, a good friend of mine, who'd like listed out, actually it might have been Peter Little, that was a voice memo. Is he dropping pop tips on us?
Not pop tips. He's got a question, actually. Got a question.
Wow.
We've got a bit of a scenario for us.
Fucking so I think we risky could, asking me could, new questions could, about parenting.
No, this is what people come for. This is why they definitely stay tuned. This is why they subscribe. This is why they give us 5-star reviews on iTunes. This is why they leave reviews, you know.
Get it while you can, mate.
This is why they subscribe. He says... Hey guys, absolutely love the podcast, and it's certainly sparked a lot of thought over the last couple of months with fatherhood just around the corner for me.
Oh, congratulations.
My wife is now 16 weeks pregnant, and we are both so excited. We recently had our 12-week scan, and with it, you have the option of the Down syndrome test, which naturally we went along with and took. Did you, by the way, did you have
yes.
that test?
Yeah. We did as well. And I'll be really honest, I kind of know what it was. I know Down syndrome. I know what it was testing, but I never once thought
what it meant.
One, what it meant, but two, like normally when you get results, you sort of know whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. I kind of didn't know what like, a good or a bad result would look like. I guess a positive result would be a negative outcome, but I don't know what the following actions you'd then take.
Well, for us, during the whole pregnancy, it was just a case of if we can have a test for something, we'll have the test. Why wouldn't you?
So, knowing is better than not knowing in all situations.
He continues, we were told if there was anything flagged up in the test, then we would get a call back to discuss. Sadly, a few days later, the hospital called to advise us that the nuptial translucency, which was 2.9 millimeters, coupled with her blood results, have put us in the higher risk bracket of our baby having Down syndrome. Our chances are apparently 1 in 150. It's a very small chance, less than 1%, but obviously this isn't what we wanted to hear, and naturally we have spent some time worrying about it. The results document does state at the bottom that most women who have screened positive results have perfectly normal births, and coupled with the slim chance that it still is, we are trying to remain upbeat. We have talked it through together. I really need my glasses for this, but I'm so far away from my screen. We've talked it through together. Both straight away have said that regardless of the outcome, we wouldn't dream of terminating at any stage. It's our baby, and we're going to love them more than life itself, no matter what life throws at us and them. Just wondered if you guys went through the test, had similar results, or have any thoughts on our situation, as we are not alone from what I've read online, as many people get given similar results and many have had perfectly healthy babies. Look forward to hearing your thoughts, and this might be a worthwhile discussion. Hope both you and your families are well and staying safe given the current situation we're all in. And again, keep up the great work on the podcast. All the best, John.
Firstly, absolute legend.
Mm-hmm. I did actually reply to him over the weekend while I was queuing for 40 minutes to go into my Sainsbury's, my local little Sainsbury's, just to get two Easter eggs and a bag of sugar. So I sent him a nice email back, but I thought it'd be an interesting
Not just any Easter eggs. You've even got me excited about these Easter eggs. You got big. You literally I've had lots of eggs. It was the size of my head.
Well, these were the smaller, in air quotes, ones that I was getting because I wanted to make that fancy Bailey's drink. So the eggs that I waited 40 minutes for fit just inside the bigger egg.
Okay.
But not like, oh, it fits inside and rattles about. It's like, no, it's like they molded the bigger egg on this egg, if that makes sense. So
let's pull it back to John.
Those Russian dolls.
Let's pull it back to John.
Anyway, thank you for emailing in, John, by the way.
There's a load of things that sort of went through my head as you were reading that through. Firstly, I'm a stats guy. I like numbers.
Yep.
I'll take 1 in 150 all day, every day. I think the fact that John and his partner have had this news, I 100% understand. And by the way, this is one man's humble opinion and views. This is not right or wrong. I just want to fucking put that clear before I get an email saying you're wrong. I'm wrong.
Email
a lot of the
Dad
time.
Knows best at mbs.fm.
I think it's obviously clear for me. There's a few things that I took away, and I'm just going to brain dump them on there, and then we can have a conversation about them. One, the odds. I'll take those odds every day, regardless of what we're betting on. Two, the fact that you have clearly stated a couple of times in that email how you've communicated with your partner and you're both on the same page about this. I think communication trumps everything. I think the fact that you guys are talking about it, you're both on the same page. You guys need to both just rally each other up about this and just keep over communicating with each other. And it sounds like you're doing that anyway. So amazing. Three, no termination, love more than life. Amazing. Like you're already fucking nailing it. Like amazing to hear that. And then four was the thing we spoke about on the other podcast, which was we rambled for one show and then I went home and then I came back and I was like, turn the mics on. I just need to record something. I actually think that learning is applicable here. And the whole thing about that was there's things that you care about. There's your circle of concern. And then there is your circle of influence and where you should spend your time and your mental energy is the thing in the middle, things you care about and the things you can influence. Right now, it feels like you're both on the same page. So there's no more actions to be taken then. You and your partner are on the same page about the whole situation. I understand you are concerned about it, but right now you cannot influence it. Mm-hmm. So park it and just, especially given the current circumstances, there's so many other things to put your energy into. You are where you are. You're obviously in a caring relationship and I'm so happy for you that you've got a baby on the way. It's going to, everyone says it's going to change everything. It really does.
It does. It really does.
Honestly, he's happy.
Yeah, he's cute.
But I think about what you care about, think about what you can influence. And right now, yes, you've got the feedback, you've got results, you're 1 in 150, you can't do anything about it. And for me, it's, you're so lucky to be where you are in the relationship that you're in, and you've got a baby on the way. Just keep focusing on the stuff that you can actually make an impact on. And I just wish you, the family, and everyone right now, all the health in the world. It's applicable for everyone listening right now, to be honest.
Yeah, I echo that sentiment. I think for me, I remember having this test and was thinking, of course we'll have it if we can find out the information sooner rather than later. Great, we could prepare for it, whatever. And I remember thinking that it's interesting when it comes to what your opinion might be when it's someone else's situation compared to when it's actually happening to you, because I think if, for example, like this is like a super low chance. Like less than 1%, I would say. I guess a question I would ask you quickly is, if it was like a 40% chance, What would you say? Do you like?
Yeah, my number. Weirdly, I knew where you were going to take that question, and I thought, where does this become something where I probably will need to do more thinking? Mm. It kind of is at the 10 to 20% chance. So if something was a 20, I'd go with 20. If something was a 20% chance for me, that's, and I'm thinking just from a stats guy, mm. like, cool. Let's just 1 in 5. I play a lot of poker, yeah. and I kind of know what those numbers look like, and I know how fucking often that 1 in 5 can come in against you when someone's trying to pull a flush mm-hmm. draw on you. Anyway, I think the problem is right now, especially for me on the mics, is I'm so uneducated on the life impact. And don't get me wrong, zero fucks about the impact it makes on my life. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm at. Depending on the impact of quality of life for that child.
Yep.
And I also don't know enough about at what stages like termination is deemed medically acceptable but not morally acceptable. I think there's a big question there, because I think those two time things are different in people's minds. I'm not educated enough to know, but I feel like you can terminate very late considering to when potential things are developing in that embryo, in that baby, however we want to call it at that point. So there's probably a number of things I need to look into, but to answer your question, 1 in 5, 20% would make me look mm-hmm. in terms of what are the long-term impacts that I am potentially putting onto this child by bringing them into the world, and then what does termination look like? At what point is it you're not terminating anything, really, to the point where even if there's a 1% chance that you're terminating some developed life, mm-hmm. Cards off for me, because then I just couldn't do it, I don't think. And I'm saying that now, sat around a table with just me and you, and on a really sensitive topic.
And that's kind of my point, is that like we can say what we think we do at this point in time on some made up statistics that I'm just sort of throwing at you. And yeah. It's like, oh yeah, well, I'd seriously think about it. But like what I realized, what was a bit of a reality check as well, is I find that we can say one thing because we're not experiencing it, but when you're actually the one that has to make the real decision, obviously mm-hmm. it's a completely different story. And I think most of the time, unless the odds were probably stacked against you, that you're probably going to keep it, right? Because I don't know what John's situation was trying to get pregnant or anything like that. Like if you've been trying for a while and this is the first time you've actually managed to conceive, then obviously everything's riding on this, and you would never end it anyway, sort of thing, maybe.
I think what for me, how I rationalize the logic is, there's thinking about how it impacts you, mm-hmm. as in the thinking, and it's extremely valid. I think, yeah, we've been trying for 4 years, we finally got pregnant. Mm. That is a decision between you and your partner and how it impacts you. You need to work that out. Then you need to work out completely separately, what is the impact on this kid? Like, I'm bringing this into the world with this chance. What is it? You need both sets, but you need to keep them exclusive from each other, because that kid does not give a shit that you've been trying for 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's about what is the quality. And I think if you look at them both different, mutually exclusive, and then make a decision, that's important. Also, we can chat about it as much as you want on the mics, but being two blokes on the mics, we can try and rationalize it and think about the stats and stuff like that. And I've experienced it with me, is I only really became daddy when he arrived. Like when I could hold him, very real for me. For a mother, very different story.
Because they've been with him.
They've got an attachment
for 9 months or however long.
Yeah, so they've got an attachment much stronger and deeper than you by the time that baby arrives, because it's just maternal. It's just how this thing is developed inside their body. So I think then you're in a real shit situation if you and your other partner or the half are on different pages. Mm. I think the way this all falls down is if you make a decision that you both don't agree to, you have to find common ground. Otherwise, even whether you terminate, whether you don't terminate, whether you carry on, if you're not on the same page, you are fucked for a long time, because it will always be the decision that you couldn't agree on. And it's the most important decision you can make.
One thing, and I said this to John in email as well, one thing that I completely didn't even think about was that, so we, through the pregnancy, was everything was fine. Test results were all clear and all this jazz. So I was like, cool, sweet, going to be easy. We're going to have a midwife-led pregnancy. We're going to go to a birthing center instead of the hospital. We're going to do all these positive things. Everything's going to be great. It's going to just fall out and we're just going to be on our way. Turns out that the closer we got to the due date, the more intense things were getting, the more like Emmy's blood pressure was rising, and there was all these potential complications that were all of a sudden creeping in, that we then couldn't go and have a midwife-led birth and things like that. So even though we got green lights up until this point, it all of a sudden escalated towards the end. So when it all happened, like the actual birth side of things was a lot more intense for us, because it was like, holy shit, I thought everything was going to be fine, and then all of a sudden everything's gone to shit, essentially. So it kind of just made me think, well, with John's situation, like, this is obviously a bump in the road right now, but the stats are super low, and like there's so many more things that could happen that are out of your control as well. It's kind of what you were saying before, like, don't try not to worry about it until it's actually happening. But it just made me think, yeah, this might be a bit of a knock right now, that it's a bit of news that you were hoping not to get, as no one would. But there's so many other things that can happen. You just need to like just tackle it one day at a time, and just, you know, just be prepared for anything, really. But I think unless it's actually happening, you can't lose sleep over it, or try not to.
100%. I think I wouldn't even call it like he's got news now. He's just been given a heads up. It's not even news today. It's a bit of information.
Less than 1% as well.
Thing we have to make sure is we don't play this down, because someone listening to this right now has gone through this 1 in 150, and it turns out that their child has got Down syndrome. Like, 100% understand that. But I think right now, in John's situation specifically, is someone's given him a heads up and said, by the way, 1 in 150 chance, just giving you a note right now, just so if that percentage comes in, you've at least had a little bit of time to digest what the information is. But for me, John, it's business as normal for you right now, mate. It's just carry on focusing on the stuff that you can control. Weirdly, speaking to the wife about stuff, not like this, but similar concept the other day, which is, we're talking about COVID and bits like this.
Yep.
And it was, there are so many other things that we have to focus on that we can control, because she's getting, the problem is the headline hit the news the other day, which was like a 5-year-old died of corona, had underlying health conditions. But what I'm seeing is with the wife is the younger the child, the bigger the fear, which I completely understand.
So we anti-back wipe all our shopping and stuff like that. So like shoes off at the door, hand washing, don't bring shoes or clothes into the living room, things like that. Like everything goes off at the front door, go up, get changed, get washed.
Yep.
If we go shopping, we wipe everything down. So obviously like it, I'll be honest, it's a little bit like, this feels a little bit OTT, but there is 100% justification of why, like for me, wiping something down for the sake of her feeling better.
Yep. It's worth it.
You're going to do it.
But so my point is, with that example specifically, is you are doing something because you can control it.
Yep.
Where it's, that's the positive energy. Mm. And to your point, yes, you might be 0.0001% chance that there's something on that bag, but it's 100% chance that the activity of doing it is making your partner feel more comfortable, the right thing to do. Yep. But I think there are so many things going on that we can focus on. I was trying to speak to the wife about it, is we have to just look at today and what we can do. And it's weird how this podcast and the other podcast and everything that I'm doing right now is pulling to the same thing, which is I think it's because everyone's emotions are very heightened right now about what's going on in the world with COVID. And John's got that to think about. He's got this news. I don't want to call it news. It's not like, it's a
information.
It's a information. Only focus on the stuff that you can actually influence right now.
Just be excited, I think, more than anything.
And a little bit scared.
Yeah. Just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the easy part, being the man in this situation, because like I say, I went into that pregnancy like, I'm looking forward to 2 weeks off, kicking my feet up, going to be in that labor room playing Clash Royale or whatever. No. Didn't have a moment. So like, yeah, it's just
enjoy it.
Just enjoy it.
I think the key thing is for you now, John, is whether you plan to have 1, 2, 5, fucking a football team, I don't care. But right now, you're going through something that, like, not to sound too fucking cliche about the whole thing, but you're going through a life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. Embrace it. Keep communicating with your missus. And it sounds like you're a positive guy from the way that you framed the email. So just, as I say, just keep communicating, stay positive, and only focus on the stuff that you can control. But yeah,
I think we'll leave it there. Just thought it super was super interesting. And it's funny how, like, words can make something sound more intense. Like, if you said, there's a less than 1% chance of something, it's like, okay, cool, less than 1%, sweet. But if you say, oh, you're at risk, they sound like two drastically different.
Etymology.
Meaning of words, that's bro. Meaning of words. But that sounds like a 40 to 60% chance, right? When you say something's at risk.
Yeah, well, you in your head, you have your own version of what at risk means. So, some people, that might be 10%. Some people might mean it conveys 90%. But it's the alert. The word risk puts you on edge.
And it's like, I don't know what the odds are. Maybe a Google can find it. But, like, there's a chance every time you get in your car and drive to work and back every day that you might not make it home.
Yeah, it's the exact conversation I had with the wife.
So, like, it might be a higher percentage. Or sorry,
but that's where I fucked up. That's where I fucked up, because I was trying to
use that as a defense argument. She goes, "You shouldn't leave the house."
No. Here's what I was doing is, because of the child deaths because of Corona. Mm-hmm. Everyone is like a massive punch. It's like, it feels like it has a significant impact to Sarah's thought process and mental health around what's going on. Mm-hmm. It fear just goes through the roof when all these headlines come out, and then we have to sort of like just bring it back. So I went down.
And they're designed because they know that people will, it will whip up a frenzy saying child dies of whatever. Like,
none of the headlines, it said like underlying conditions impact 5-year-old child. It never leads with that. It's 5-year-old. Anyway.
Inconclusive information, waiting to hear more. It's like, no, the tidbit that we
and
get.
just to put it out there, if you are listening to this, I am in a very fortunate position that none of my loved ones or anyone that I specifically know have been directly impacted by Corona. I hope you're in the same boat. If you're not in the same boat, me, and I know Harry echoes it, send all of our love and best wishes.
I hope you're socially distancing as well.
Yeah. Don't be one of the people that's in a park. Anyway, I'm not gonna use this as a rant. I just want to say that keep things in perspective right now. Mm-hmm. If you are being furloughed or self-employed and struggling, put the big picture in fucking perspective. Everyone around you, and I hope this is the case, your family, your loved ones are all healthy. We are going to get through this. Please put all work and stuff in perspective. And for me as a business owner, obviously work is really important for me, but I am so thankful that every single person that I love and care about, none of them have, as of today, touch wood, been directly impacted by this. Please keep everything in perspective right now. I think it's hugely important for your mental health. Focus on the stuff that you can control. And if you have been impacted, thoughts, best wishes, and love to all your family. I know, and it's weird how all this is coming together right now. We're in very weird times. And if people have been a long time listening to this, it's amazing how getting one email can change the whole tone of the show. Anyway, sorry, I jumped in and you were talking. Sorry, this is what I was explaining. I then used these headlines. I combated these headlines with data. And I was like...
big mistake. Yeah, you don't use facts.
Don't use data, don't use facts. And I'm like, literally like, well, here's all the deaths and here's the percentage of deaths of people under the age of 6. And I'm like, searching this data, I'm basically building a fucking presentation. But it doesn't work, and this is to my point, which I tried to make at the top of the show.
Because let me guess, she looked at the small number and said C.
Yeah, exactly. Because, and I think and the reason I very quickly sideways stepped out of my that point, because I realized that I was doing it again, where I was using data to make logic out of something, whereas every single one of those deaths is fucking meaningful.
It's not data to someone. It's a family member.
Exactly. And it took my conversation with my wife, me trying to rationalize it. And I was like, listen, there's a higher chance of me like stepping outside or having a car crash on the M42 than dying from this. And then she was like, well, just that's why I don't want you working. That's why I don't want you driving to work. I want you to work from, I'm like, this didn't work the way that I'd planned it to work. So pop tip, just to bring it back, is in times like this, don't fucking try and use data to rationalize emotions.
Or in general with the better off.
Data wins, though. From
personal experience.
Data wins.
Facts and logic don't usually, like, maybe it's the delivery in which I, like, say it.
That was probably my problem.
But
look at slide six.
On this 32-point PowerPoint.
I'm too good at making presentations. That's my problem.
Take a seat. Turn the lights off.
They come too natural to me. But just to pull it all back, John, you've got the data, but it feels to me right now that you've got a wonderful partner. You're communicating well. And just to wrap the show up, I just want to wish you guys the best. Thank you for being a listener of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And please keep us up to date with the journey.
Yep, definitely.
Would love to hear what you're going through.
I'd like to check in, John.
Drop us a line. Harry, you normally like to end the show with...
I'm going to tell them how to get in touch.
Cool,
if you want to get in touch just like John did, you can email dadknowsbest@nbs.fm. From myself, Adam, thank you so much for listening and watching, if you're watching. Not many people are watching. Most people are listening. Cool. Listening numbers are good. Watching numbers, not so good. But it's an audio journey. But if you want to put a face to the name, you can go over to YouTube and search Dad Knows Best. Give it a like, give it a subscribe, whatever you want to do. Main thing, just keep on listening. Don't leave me alone. See you next time.